Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Domino number one fell yesterday in the NFL head coaching searches.
Five jobs available, right?
Yeah. Now there are four. The Carolina Panthers have hired Frank Reich as their head coach. Now, Reich does fit a certain, you know, characterization that people might want, like, for instance, an offensive mind with some head coaching experience. However, I cannot figure out why, you did your due diligence with Sean Payton, you even talked to Harbaugh, for crying out loud. Steve Wilks did a fantastic job.
6-6, correct?
Yes. And look, well, 6-6, you don't raise banners or anything like that. But what happened at that franchise, and then, you know, quarterback situation was bad. Takes over for an interim basis for the fired coach. They then trade Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
And to rally that team to get where they needed to be and stole a playoff berth from the Lions. Well, they didn't make it, but you know,
right.
They beat the Lions when they had to. That was a big game for them. He did, for all indications, he did a great job. And he suffered from the one and done before at Arizona, but he redeemed himself, I felt. And a lot of people in the football circles thought he did a great job and deserved another chance. Now,
and most of the players that you heard from, now you don't hear a lot from players regarding coaching searches. They were in lockstep. They were in support of keeping him and removing the interim tag and making him full-time head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Right. Maybe you get a new offensive coordinator, whatever. Okay. Maybe, because Reich, I believe, interviewed for some OC jobs.
Yeah.
And then when I first saw it, Frank Reich hired his Carolina Panthers, I thought it was going to be for the OC.
Offensive coordinator, yeah.
But no. And I'm not going to sit here and accuse the owner, David Tepper, of being racist or biased or anything like that. But I'm telling you, if you wonder why African Americans in the National Football League and African American fans and people in general sit there and say, what the you know what? This is the reason.
Yeah.
This is the reason. And there has to be, you know, I do believe that D'Amico Ryans is going to get a job this cycle. But if we go through a cycle like this again, like we did last year, I don't know what the black fan, the black player, the black coach can even think about right now. And like I said, there's no proof of anything, but it makes you say, what the, you know, what is going on here? It's ridiculous.
When players don't hire coaches. And so when I say the players were in support of removing the interim tag, you've got to take that for what it's worth. However, at the NFL level, players have more of a say and more pull than at other levels and in other sports. And this is one where when you find a coach that can connect with this team, and it's really hard to do as an interim coach and get teams to play better than when their original coach was there. It's I'm not going to say it's an impossibility. It's just really hard to do. He unified that locker room.
Yes.
Then you take out Christian McCaffrey. You send him across the country. You get some draft capital in place, but you're missing a key component to your offense you thought you had when you started the season. You go through and you do that, and your coach still motivates the team, finds a way to go out there and win. And a 6 of 6, 6 and 6. That's a 500 record is not a great record in the NFL.
It deserves another look,
and it deserves the opportunity to continue that path. Now, the question's going to be, what do you do now with Frank Reich? I mean, he's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer.
Right.
Is he really?
It certainly didn't work for Carson Wentz. All right, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Talking about the coaching situation in the National Football League right now, Frank Reich gets a job as head coach of the Carolina Panthers when they had somebody already in place, Steve Wilks, who did a really nice job as an interim. Now, not saying that the owner of the Carolina Panthers is racist, biased, prejudiced, whatever. But it seemed from all indications that Steve Wilks did a hell of a job and deserved to continue as the head coach. Now, you might want to make some changes in the staff. Fine. We don't know everything that went on, and we don't know the interview process, whether it was contentious or not, whatever. And you look, right now, the trend for hiring people is offensive minds, okay? Young offensive head coaches. Well, Frank Reich's not that young, number one. He is an offensive mind. But if you're going to play that card, all right, there is, you know, Eric Bieniemy still out there. You have Byron Leftwich, who just got fired, so that might not be the greatest look in the world to hire a guy who just got fired. But then Frank Reich just got fired as a head coach as well. If you're going to go for a guy who's known for his offense, who's got head coaching experience like Frank Reich, I'm not the hugest fan of him. That's irrelevant. Jim Caldwell.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you got to wonder why he hasn't gotten a chance. I know a little bit was because of his health
and
at
age,
one point,
yes.
and age. And you're right about the offensive minds. There are four offensive-minded coaches in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily young, though, by the way. I think that there's a good
right.
Cross.
Good mix.
You know, good mix of age there. For me, this is – it's not necessarily maybe even did a Wilks deserve it over Reich. Necessarily, because Reich is he's 40-33-1, 1-2 in the postseason, and you know he isn't the only one responsible for bringing Carson Wentz to Indy, which is what did him in probably. You know they were chasing veteran quarterbacks there, and it was just stupid in the long run. I just look at the bigger picture here: is why does a guy who just got fired, you know, get in a second chance
when he underachieved,
you know, and Steve Wilks didn't get his second chance when he actually coached this team,
right?
Coached it well, fought through adversity, like you guys said. Also had three different starting quarterbacks in those 12 games,
yes.
By the way,
yeah.
And really rallied them. When I remember, early on when he was there, they played the Niners and they just got completely housed at home. I mean, you could have lost that team. I got a question if there's some animosity within the organization about him having that success. And how it screwed them out of picking higher in the draft and getting a quarterback.
Oh, like maybe the Texans were pissed at Lovie won that last game.
Yeah, and yeah. You just look at Lovie one and done. You look at Culley
right.
one and done. I'm sorry, there's just way too much evidence to
yes.
not think there's some sort of subconscious thing at minimal going on here.
Right. I mean, the Rooney Rule is turning into a joke.
How many black coaches get second chances? Like this was Steve Wilks was he was like getting a tryout.
Yeah. Right.
On his second chance for his job.
Correct.
He did way more than the clown you hired before. He did more, in my mind, than Reich had done the last couple years with his team.
Mm-hmm.
And he did record-wise, by the way. Reich was under 500 the last 2 years. And my big problem is the second chance thing. You just get such easy second chances with Caucasian head coaches. And African-American head coaches don't seem to get that benefit of the doubt. And that's really where I've got the issue with here. It just doesn't make any sense. Look, I look right now. I think Brian Flores is an awesome head coaching
yes.
candidate. Ooh, he's suing the league. Ooh.
Well, he got fired for whatever you want to agree or disagree with. Basically, the fact that him and the owners, they had a problem. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that,
well,
that,
whether tank. It was revolving right. around the quarterback, right. whether it was tanking, what, no matter what it was.
Right, he deserves another chance. And, he did. You're right.
I think he got proved right. They lost the draft pick.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. So Brian Flores, I think, was right. Whether he wins his lawsuit against the powerful NFL and their lawyers is another thing. But the fact they stripped him of a draft pick, I think, pretty much says Brian Flores was right.
248-539-9797 is the hiring of Frank Reich, and it's not about Frank Reich so much as the fact that Steve Wilks doesn't get another chance, and the amount of African-American head coaches that don't get second chances, it's alarming. Now, who got – I don't have the list in front of me. Jim Caldwell obviously got a second chance. Lovie Smith got a second chance, but it didn't amount for much.
It was
1 year.
One and done, yeah.
Right.
He did step away from the NFL and was a head coach in college.
Yes.
Ray Rhodes didn't get a second chance. Leslie Frazier
has not got a second chance.
Has not.
Yet.
And my personal opinion on him is I believe he's meant to be a coordinator, not a head coach. That's just my opinion of him. It has nothing to do with,
right.
You know, Brian Flores, he deserves a second chance.
Yeah. Ray
Steve
Rhodes
Wilkes.
Was one of the all-time great coaches. He was Marty Schottenheimer's offensive coordinator. When he was in Washington and loved the offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, sorry. Absolutely loved him.
Actually, Ray Rhodes did get a second chance. He was head coach of Green Bay 1 year after his Philly days.
Ah.
But he only got 1 year in Green Bay.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When you see a guy take over and there was a lack of success, and then all of a sudden he takes over and then there is some success. You're wondering, okay, why is that guy not hired?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I guess you could say with Reich, he's supposedly a good QB guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a sign that they're moving up in the draft.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at all those signs, sure.
But that's
you heard what I said. Right, I'm making his case instead of Wilks.
Right.
Which is,
that's not enough to make him the head coach, though.
Yeah. And so the other question that you raised is the Rooney Rule has become a joke. How do you make it better? I think that's the big question.
Right.
Is it simply there needs to be a turnover in ownership?
Yeah.
I think that's the huge that's the biggest thing is there needs to be a turnover in ownership.
Right. 248-539-9797. Here's some texts. I don't understand why Bieniemy hasn't gotten a head coaching gig after interviews every year. There's got to be something in that interview process. I would think. I don't know. Whatever. I don't get it. I know it's the narrative is it's all Andy Reid. I don't buy that it's all Andy Reid. Yes, Stoney, he does fit the criteria. Offensive-minded, ex-head coach, and white man. Correct, guys. And I've never seen it any more than when the Lions hired their first black head coach. The media coverage was so biased that to this day I cannot stand listening to you guys. Biased in what way? Please call and
explain.
Explain. There we go, Stoney. Race. The owners want to win. Winning equals money. The GMs want to win to keep their jobs. They will hire whoever they believe will win games. They don't give a crap what color the person is. You have no idea how the interview or if their concepts match up with the GM. Keep crying racism, Stoney. That's your default setting. No, I didn't. I said, if you listen, I said you can't prove that it's racist. You can't prove that it's biased. You can't prove that it's prejudice. But what I am saying is if you're an African-American, number one, or number two, anybody like myself, John, Tom, all white guys, you sit there and say, wait a second, something doesn't add up. Just look at it.
I'll say the one thing to that is, okay, if your philosophies don't align with the GM and even the owner at that point, be careful who you bring in as your interim coach.
Yeah.
Why don't you cross those boxes and check those boxes before you give somebody an opportunity. He goes out and shows that he can do a pretty good job, and it's pretty good. Nobody's saying Steve Wilks is taking the Carolina Panthers to promised land.
Right.
But, you know, he got a tryout, and to me, passed the test.
You got two tryouts in the NFL. One of those jobs is still out there. Would you rather have Steve Wilks or Jeff Saturday?
Steve Wilks.
Yes.
Again, Jeff Saturday was white. That's probably why he got a chance as a TV analyst.
And
you bring in Bart Scott. He does the same thing.
He was Irsay's buddy. That's the difference. All right. I love this one. I just love this one. So predictable. It's amazing to me that everyone talks about the lack of black coaches in the NFL, but no one talks about the lack of white players. Maybe it's simply because they aren't as good as the black players. And maybe the answer to why there aren't as many black coaches is because they aren't as good as the white coaches. Okay, well, there's a thing called tryouts and opportunities and things like that. And yes, there's more black players in the National Football League and the National Basketball Association. But there are plenty of black coaches in the NBA. The NFL, it's not that. And they're not getting the chances. And why is it okay for white guys who fail to get a second chance and black guys who maybe fail don't get a second chance? Explain that to me. Now, a lot of it is true. We're not in the interview process. I understand that. It just looks bad. And if you don't think it looks bad, then you need to look in the frickin' mirror. I think it's smoke and mirrors with Eric Bieniemy. Have we ever seen him actually call plays? I think the main reason he hasn't been offered a job is most owners know it's Reed making the calls and Eric is a figurehead. That's from Jeff. Well, that is possible. But there are people out there who are white who've probably done less as coordinators and play callers to get jobs. And some of them have been really successful. Doug Peterson at one point was not even an offensive coordinator. Yeah. Andy Reid, he was never an offensive coordinator. John Harbaugh was not an offensive coordinator.
Well, and here's the thing. When players leave an organization, they're going to be more apt to talk about how that organization is run and their relationship with coaches. Have you ever heard a former player come from Kansas City or leave and say anything bad about Eric Bieniemy?
No.
Have you ever heard them say, you know, the conversation around, you know, Andy Reid is calling all the plays mm-hmm. and, you know, Eric Bieniemy is not? You haven't right. heard any of that. And yeah. That would be part of the – and so when you ask what's going on in those interviews with Eric Bieniemy, and sometimes, you know, you hear speculation mm-hmm. that he doesn't interview well or he's abrasive. You would hear those things from players, and you don't. So it just – that's where, again, we're not in the room. We're not in those meeting rooms. We're not in the offense. We're not in the on the headset calling plays, listening to who's calling plays. But you're looking at all of the indicators right. as to looking for why.
And we're not saying that these owners are racist. We're just saying that it certainly looks funny. After year after year after year after year, you tell me there's no good African-American candidates.
Not to be fair – here, we had an interim coach after last season that didn't get a job. And you can argue he did a better job. He did record-wise than Steve Wilks. It was Rich Bisaccia.
Yes.
Okay.
He took his team to the playoffs.
Yeah. They lost to the Bengals and right. in Cincy in that first game. So
he should have got that job, too. There's no doubt about that. 248-539-9797.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.